Mylan Pharmaceuticals has faced harsh criticism for raising the price of EpiPens, the injectors that provide potentially life-saving drugs in the event of a severe allergic reaction. The cost of EpiPens has skyrocketed above $600 per package of two, and amidst the controversy, Mylan's top executive has enjoyed a significant pay raise. The Buffalo Public School District recently reported it was able to secure some free EpiPens for this year, but the concern of school board member Hope Jay and others is about ordering more in the future.
I know that the district has budgeted for the EpiPen. However, we have not taken into consideration the increase in price, and that would be something that would be extremely unfortunate for the children of our district.
State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman is investigating whether Mylan inserted anti-competition language in contracts with some school districts that may violate antitrust laws. Dennis Vacco, a partner in the firm Lippis Mathias Wexler Friedman, is a former state attorney general. He says the Food and Drug Administration ultimately regulates the drug makers, but Schneiderman can go after the company's contracts.
The price went up so dramatically that it can't be anything other than gouging the consumers who actually need it. And unfortunately, in the context of these school districts, that the consumers or the taxpayers are the ones who are footing the bill for this escalation in cost, which is what gives Schneiderman the hook to look into these contracts that Mylan has with school districts.
Vacco says if Schneiderman finds any wrongdoing, it would be a civil case, not a criminal case, but penalties could include disgorgement of profits, treble damages, and the altering or termination of contracts. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.